Stefan, what would you say is the differences between the offense you have now with Pat and what you guys had before?
As far as what? With
just how the games are called, you know, the complexity of it, the plays different, stuff like that.
I mean, I can't really say, you know, I just run what's called. So as far as like how the plays are called, what's called, I don't really get into too much of that. So I just run what's called.
How about just on Pat? What makes him such a good offensive coordinator? I mean, he's got the great reputation. It's really coming true this year.
I mean, he he's great at what he does because he does a lot of studying as far as what works for his guys and what's going to put us in the best position to be successful. He uses all the pieces of the puzzle to try to make it all work no matter what game we have. He's going to try to figure out a way, you know, to put everybody in a position where, you know, one, to have success, too, so we all get a W.
That week going into the Chicago game, Everson, I think it was that Monday, said, you know, we have to go 4-0 in this next quarter. And then the win in Chicago, despite, like, you know, Sam going down and all that, did that feel like a big turning point for this season, that you go into an environment like that, Case gets thrown in right before halftime, you still come out with a win?
Yeah, it was big. I mean, especially because the fact that, I mean, if we, like, count the history, we haven't won there too many times. And to get there and, you know, come out with a win, is like, it wasn't pretty at all. You know, we had our quarterback go down and Case went in and, you know, just played the game alongside of Jet. Jet did some special things, and so it was big. I wouldn't say really like a turning point, but definitely some momentum moving into the rest of the season that, you know, no matter how we got to do, we can get a W and we can finish.
How motivating is the getting a bye in the first round for you guys heading into this game?
It's definitely motivating. You know, that's what you want as far as like as a team. You know, get everybody healthy on a bye. You want a bye. You know, but you gotta earn the right to win. So we gotta, you know, focus on Chicago moving forward, and then, you know, do everything we can to get that W, and then maybe get a break.
What do you see from Chicago defensively that can make them trickier? What do they do best?
They've been playing a lot better down the stretch. As far as like you know, they've been teed up. They've been making a lot of plays. They play they're playing better together, should I say. And, you know, they always had some good guys in the back end. So I feel like it's coming together for them. So it's definitely going to be another challenge, and I know we look forward to it.
Stefan, what's the mood this year compared to last year? You know, last year you're coming off a Green Bay loss playing Chicago, and the season's going to be over. This year it's obviously completely different. Is there a difference that you can feel?
I mean, last year I feel like we wanted to finish strong, and we did finish strong. As far as, like, our last game, we didn't go out and, you know, with the mindset that the season was over, and, you know, we didn't really care what was going on. We wanted to go out and get a W. I didn't play, but I definitely saw that in, you know, in everybody's eyes, and everybody wanted to, you know, finish the season on the right note. And this is the same way. You know, we going in with the right mindset. We want to finish what we started, and we're going to keep it going. That's the goal.
How beneficial is it to have something to play for? As a playoff team, it's already locked your place in the playoffs. Yeah. To still have something in Week 17 where it's not a throwaway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some guys, you know, at this point you either plan for something or you plan for nothing. For us, you plan for something a little extra. So it's definitely added motivation, especially for the guys who, you know, your teammates that are a little banged up, and you want them to get healthy so they can be back out there and that kind of thing. So it's definitely just, you know, added fuel to the fire that, you know, if you want it, you got to go get it.
Vikings are now number one in the league in both total defense and scoring defense. I mean, you see those guys every day. Mm-hmm. How cool is that, the way they've kind of risen to the challenge this year?
I would say it's great. You know, I see them on a consistent basis, so I know how good they are. You know, we deal with the challenges more than anybody else. But I would say, you know, from my standpoint, I don't play defense, but I'm proud from the offensive side just to say that, you know, my defense does some great things.
Coach Zimmer said a few minutes ago that Sam's expecting him to return to practice next week. Doesn't know whether that'll translate to being playing in the playoffs, but how much confidence does that give this offense, knowing how much depth you guys have at quarterback in the playoffs?
I would say, like, whether Sam was coming back or not, we would have to have that confidence in the guys that are in the room, because it is some guys that are healthy back there, that have been back there. But it doesn't change anything for us. You know, as far as, like, receivers, we still got to do our job, you know, no matter who they put back there. But we got a lot of guys, you know, across the board that can play some good ball. So look forward to it. And I'm just happy, you know, you're excited for your teammate to be back, of course. Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.